Sam Hardaker and Henry Binns are the masterminds behind the British down-tempo electronic group Zero Seven, and they had huge worldwide success with their debut album When It Falls. They are joined in the studio today by vocalist Sia and Jose Gonzalez, who each record on their own. The new album, The Garden, was recorded away from London in the countryside, and I asked Sam Hardaker about commuting to Henry Binns' new studio and how that affected the disc.
It was really good. I was on that train up and down all, you know, for 6 months, and yeah, it was really nice to just to kind of separate myself from all the stuff that goes on in London, you know. So each time I'd be heading down there, I'd just be getting back into, you know, that kind of thinking, and it made it much more focused for me and a lot more productive. I felt like we worked kind of half as much as we had done on previous records and got twice as much done.
Wow, teach me that. That sounds great.
I mean, although pastoral and tranquil, it kind of brightened things up a bit, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, that can be bright too, pastoral, yeah. I think.
Absolutely.
I don't actually know what that word means.
Oh, you know, sort
it's
of...
It's like pasteurized.
Verdant fields and birds tweeting, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, that's the voice of that's the voice that is Sia.
Yeah, I'm not attached to a body.
Exactly. Now, what happens, Sam, you and Henry put something together and then you have someone come in. And what's the creative process for you, Sia, when you come in and you work on one of these pieces of music?
Different all the time. Like, this time was different again because... Some of them, the boys played me some tracks, and then I chose the ones that I really thought I could do wonders with, and I'd go away and I wrote some words, and then came back, and that was some of the songs. But then, while we were down there, we would just kind of often they'd have like little ideas just after dinner or something. We'd go back in, and like "You're My Flame" just went bloop, like in about an hour one day, and.
Wow.
Yeah, there's often lots of kind of disparate things kicking about, and then, you know, usually when Sia comes, there's a sort of a kind of crystallizing thing that gives it a real sort of firm direction, and we kind of need that. I think we rely on that sort of moment, that happening when, you know, when you show up, because otherwise we'll just...
You'll keep going, right?
Yeah, we'll just keep going. Like, in the past, we've just kind of really overworked things just because... There's not a singer in the building, you know. and also this time Henry was laying down a lot of ideas for guide vocals. Again, I think just because of where we were and being a little bit more cut off from, you know, the city and people that we would get involved previously, Henry was just putting down ideas, and we ended up kind of getting things quite a bit more formed on a lot of the songs as well.
Well, now you want to begin with one of your pieces, Sia?
Yeah, all right, yeah. I've already forgotten what we're doing. Oh, If I Can't Have You. Yeah.
I'm your ever wonder, ever smart, is when your heart is ignored and the sword become lower. Though I'm waiting for you, oh, how I adore you. You never saw my face. I traced your path, you did. Gonna be always together. The research went to work, learned to flirt, wore a skirt and faced dirt, and it hurt. But still, you didn't know us, you were never focused on me. You never saw my face. I traced your path, you did. You never lifted your eyes to me, mine. Now I watch you.
stripped-down version of If I Can't Have You from 07, who are playing live for us today. See you on the vocals on that one, and you'll find a different version on The Garden, the new 07 album. Stay with us. You know, it's interesting, Sia, listening to you sing. I'm curious for you and your solo career, if recording with these guys affects ideas for you for your solo career, or
yeah, because every time I work with them, I learn like a million times more, and so
how not to do things.
Should we move? You want to do one with Jose on vocals?
Sure.
What's this?
This is Today.
Sirens sounding out, are we going to war? A film of yesterday on a broken down door. Send me something real to ignore or explore, and I'll show you all the things that I saw today. The words don't mean enough for us to say, for us to say today. To steal the moment that we gave away, we gave away, gave it away. Can't remember when, but it's happened before. Saw it all played out through a crack. Send me something real for the way that I feel, and I'll show you all the things that I've seen today. The words don't mean enough for us to say, for us to say today. To steal the moment that we gave away, we gave.
Another beautiful song from The Garden. That is Today, a collaboration between Jose Gonzalez and 07, our guest today on the show. Jose, what was, how did you all get together?
They called me up, and I just recognized one of their songs from before. I didn't really know their music. And I met up with them, and they were really cool. I heard some music, and so yeah.
You know, I was talking about all the effect of moving to the country, about whether that was an influence on the band. You guys had come off of a lot of touring for the last album as well. Were the things you learned playing things live that affected what you did, or were they just two separate experiences?
It's a hard one to answer that, because at first I thought it did, but actually I think that the process of recording things in the studio and getting things together there is very, very different from live. And shouldn't really be thought about. Never the twain shall meet. You've got to think about what you're doing in the studio, and then think about how you would do that and translate.
Saying
it
that, like, I did think it could, you know, it could be interesting to get some stuff together and go and play it live. Mm-hmm. Just because there has been times where I've thought, you know, I really wished we kind of did this on the record. And I guess that's quite a normal thing for kind of rock bands or whatever to do. to go and tour stuff just to kind of wear it in a bit. But I don't know if that'll ever happen with us.
Yeah, you got to write things at a different pace.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole different process. I mean, the way our records come together is not... I'm not clear enough about how it works to be able to attempt to control it. Like.
Do you guys like playing live? Do you like that?
Yeah,
we have fun.
I mean, it's originally not something that I really thought we would do. So, it's for me, it's been the kind of really exciting part of getting into this. You know, is that we've ended up with a bunch of people touring around, you know, the States.
With that said, there's one person we haven't introduced who's playing guitar.
Daddy
Madden.
Hi.
The one constant other than me and Henry through all our records.
Well, let's put the constant to work. What do you want to do next?
One from the last record, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do one from When It Falls.
Excellent. Somersault from 07. People talk about singers singing the notes
in between the notes. See, you sing the lyrics in between the lyrics as well. You slur it all together. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you all for playing this. It's kind of neat to hear this in an acoustic setting, so I appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. 07, our guests, and we shall return in a moment on the World Cafe.